A very important result I think we have found is the characterization of a well-functioning AM barn. That is, we shall have active but not activated cows, or you can say motivated but not stimulated. I want to see the cows in a barn moving around regularly between the resting and the feeding area and passing the milking station without no influence from the farmer or by the management routines. So on a well-working farm, I want to see about 50% in the resting area, 50% of the cows in the resting area, 30% of the cows in the feeding area, 5% queuing in front of the milking station, and 5% of the cows standing and walking in the lanes. And hopefully I can explain why I want it like this. What is stimulating for a cow? Is it to be milked? No. Her motivation for milking is rather low. It's only the first 2 months after she has born her calf, she has an interest of being milking. After that, she can dry off. It doesn't matter. But she won't feed. She won't to be fed. She's hungry, as we are. Even if we don't do anything, we will be hungry a couple of times during the day. And so that's the same with cows. And these are results found early in when they started experiments around automatic milking. Even a high-yielding cow always prefer feeding instead of milking. How can we then stimulate the cow, or activate the cow? We can do it by easy access to the feed. And we need to have roughage and concentrate available 24 hours per day. The whole day there must be feed available at the feeding table or feeding stations, whatever we use to feed the cow. What will we get then? We will get cows who regularly visit the feeding area. And they visit the feed regularly, can be once a day or twice a day. But we want the cow to visit the feeding area about 7 to 8 times per day. Then we have the most efficient milking, and most efficient at least 7 to 8 times a day. And the minimum of at least 5 visits to the milking station. As it's very hard to milk a resting cow in the cubicle, so we have to remember that every voluntary feeding visit is an opportunity to be in contact with the cow and to milk her. If we have frequent voluntary feeding visits per cow a day, we have lots of opportunities to milk the cow, and the variation in milking interval can be reduced. We can milk her every 6 hour, every 8 hour, every 10th hour, but we can have a regular milking interval. Because it has been shown that a low variation in milking interval within the cow is very positive for the milk quality. As if we measure it as the cell count in the milk. Because we get a lower cell count in the milk and we get a higher yield. In the experiments it's shown like this. Cows with a high variation. This is the results from our experimental station, and it's about 200,000 milkings behind this, with cell count analysis around about 50,000 milkings. Cows with high variation have a higher cell count in the milk than cows with a lower. We can also see a tendency of an increased cell count if we milk the cow too often. But the most interesting part is that we have a significant effect of the variation in milking interval on product quality. This has also been shown in data when we have processed data from commercial herds. We have had 3 groups of herds. One group, the best milk quality, had a smart thick cell count around 77,000. The medium group around 180,000, and the high cell punct group around, with a medium around 300,000. And what we can see here, that if we look at how the cows are milked, we start with the best group. On this axis we have time since previous milking. And we see within 12 hours, the farms with the lowest cell count, they have milked about 95% of all cows are milked within 12 hours since previous milking. The medium group, they are below 90. And the group with highest cell count, they are have only milked 4 or 5 cows are milked within 12 hours. And this is also a measure of the variation within the herd and within the cows. With an inefficient cow traffic or bad management, we don't get the cow back to the milking station in time. So we lose milkings and we lose in milk quality. Then cow traffic systems. What we have seen so far is the free cow traffic, very often common in Leary systems and in Europe overall. The cows always have access to the feeding area for concentrate and roughage, and they are fed rather high amount of concentrate in the milking station. We have the guided cow traffic, when the cows must always pass the milking station to reach the feeding area. This direct opposite to the free cow traffic. This is, I think it nowadays is called guided cow traffic. It has been called forced traffic and so on. But these are the two opposites. During the late 90s, in the beginning of 2000, the guided cow traffic with smart selection gates, programmable gates, the semi-free, was introduced, and it works with a free traffic until the cow has reached milking interval. Then she was guided, so she could pass a gate to the feeding area up to the moment she received her milking permission. Then she had to reach the feeding area through the milking station. Those are the three systems we have seen in the automatic milking world. We have looked at them and see positive and negative effects. The free cow traffic has free access to the feed, very high number of feeding visits, no queuing problems in front of the milking station, but we got long milking intervals with a high variation and a rather frequent fetching of cows to be milked. I know farmers say, I don't fetch the cows because I don't need it, but then it influences the long milking intervals and high variation. But if we want a good result in free cow traffic, then we need to frequently fetch cows for milking. In the guided cow traffic, when the cow always had to pass through the milking station, we get shorter milking intervals, but we also have restricted access to the feed, a low number of feeding visits. In this case, we can have about 8 to 10 feeding visits. In this case, we go down to 3 or 4 feeding area visits per day. We need to fetch the lower end cows due to we get queuing problems in front of the milking station. Because in the milking queue, there is cows to be milked and cows only to be fed. And low-rank cows, young cows, have trouble to reach, to enter the milking station because they are pushed away. With the guided cow traffic, which was then a mix of these two systems, we have, you can say, free access to the feed, at least for 6 hours or after last milking, a high number of feeding visits. We don't have to fetch so many cows if we run it properly, and we have relatively short milking intervals. But even here we have some queuing problems at least if we combine it with a poor management. The Laval has introduced a new system, which they call Feed First. It means we have Feed First, and then the cows have access to the feed 24 hours a day, either Rapids or TMR, and they reach the feeding area from the milk, from the resting area via one-way gate, so they can always enter into the feeding area. But when they want to leave it, they have to pass a selection gate. And then they are routed to a closed waiting area in front of the milking station, if they have milking permission, or to a concentrate or to the resting area, if they don't have it. So they can always reach the feed, the roughage, and we get... We will see it on the next speech. My time is running out. Easy access to the feed, especially it's beneficial for first cows and lower rank cows. If you have listened to what I've said before, so have you realized it already yourself. Only cows to be milked can reach the milking station. That means we have a more efficient use of the milking station, with increased total number of milkings per milking station a day. And that we can use for more cows or more milkings per cow. Increased number of feeding area visits, which will reduce the variation in milking interval, as it is easy to reach the feeding area, they will enter it often. Low or no need for fetching cows to milking, and it's easy to install in an existing loose herd system. It's the easiest system to install in an existing stable, in existing barn. There are some negatives, probably. The closed waiting area in front of the milking station. It will need special attention from the herdsmen because even here, cows can be caught, so to say. A low-rank cow or a shy cow, she will be routed into the waiting area, but then she her own initiative to get out of it into the milking station. And so we have still some questions around Feed First. Is if we have a concentrate area they are routed to, the optimal size and layout. And as I've always discussed TMR and automatic milking, we will see how TMR and automatic milking works. On the farms we have visited, farms with TMR have to 95% worse cow traffic than farms with separate silage and concentrate. Finally, Feed First is one way to optimize the cow traffic in an automatic milking, to combine the positive effects of free access to the feed and to reduce the variation in milking interval. But even Feed First and any cow traffic system is working, but is not working if the farm isn't working. We must see automatic milking, as Björn started up with, as a system. We have at least three parts. We have the cows, we have the barn, and we have the farmer. And the farmer, if he has got rid of the milking, wrong milking, he must be a better manager of the herd than in conventional milking. We need feed 24 hours a day. We must be observant that all cows are working in the system.